This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Paul Candabene. Coach, it's 2-2 midway or late in the first period of play. Then you guys go on a 7-0 run into the third quarter. What changed for you guys?
Well, we thought we took their best punch early. I thought they came out and really played well, and we took their best punch early, and they made some plays and were impressive. But I thought we got through that. We fouled. We got some unnecessary fouls that were we didn't need that we talked about that we got early and gave them a man-up goal or two. But I thought how we settled down in offense. I thought we really controlled, even though our defense played exceptionally well with Caleb Robinson and Dimitri played really well, and we knocked the ball down a lot and did some great things. I thought we controlled the ball for that period of time on the offensive end. They didn't have it a lot. We shot the ball well, made plays, and played really unselfish. We played offense the way we need to play and really grinded on teams. So I thought we did a great job, but it was a team effort. Everybody played really well, and then we were able to grind it out for a great win.
You got to talk about defense. They come in averaging 19 goals a game. Yep. You guys hold them to 9. You had Kyle Holacek on Sobieski.
Yep.
And Cal Robinson on Elmer. Why those guys on those guys?
Well, we just thought that Cal would be able to really kind of beat up and slow down Elmer. He thought he'd have a tough time getting around him because he's so big and physical. And they tried to set a lot of picks for him, but Cal did a great job getting around it. And I thought Kyle did a great job on the other kid just because he's so long and knocks sticks down, plays angles well. He got him a few times as any good attackman will, but I thought Kyle played a great job knocking passes down and controlling the offense. And since Sobieski was always in the behind the goal, we always knew where he was. You know, we always knew he was going to be there, so he was now. He's not a cutter, and so that really enabled Kyle to do a lot to help the team out otherwise.
What would you have given me before the game if I told you that Cal Robinson would outscore Elmer?
Well, you know, we play team defense, but I thought that Cal did a great job on him and just got out. He showed that he could be the defensive player of the year. I really think he's that good when he settles down and locks in, and he did that today against the best attackman in the country, holding him scoreless.
Offensively tonight, taking nothing away from Cabrini, but it seemed like you guys had a lot of backdoor, almost empty netters.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, we just thought we were really working on ball movement, and I think that with Chris DeShield playing better and better every game now, getting better in his eyes and running our quarterback as we want him to be, that guys are starting to really buy in all in an offense. And I really think it started the second half of Otterbein. We really started moving around, doing some great things and getting the ball moving. So it was just a team effort. Guys are understanding how to get open now. They're not worried about who scores. They're just worried about getting the goals and winning and wanting to practice the next day. And that's our big theme. Let's practice the next day. And we get to do that.
Well, now you get to practice the next day. What do you know about Washington College who you'll play?
We watched them today. You know, they're great. They have really good middies. They got some guys that can really fly. They got a great face-off guy. So that'd be a great matchup for Hyken. Goalie's playing really well, solid defense. They spread you out, and they can shoot the ball really well. They like to shoot it from the outside, and they got some guys that can bring it. So I'm impressed with how they played. We went and watched them play Gettysburg, just in case you saw them, and they smacked them around. So they get it going. They can be really dangerous, so we're going to have our hands full.
It's really a gauntlet in the South region.
Well, it is. You know, we got to play, you know, Cabrini, which is the number 5 team in the country, I think, and then now we're going to play the number 4 team in the country. You know, if we're lucky enough to get by them, we probably have to play the number 2 team in the country, and if we're lucky enough to get by them, it looks like we have to play the number 1 team in the country.
Yeah.
So the South really is. You know, we don't get those roads that other people get. You know, it's always kind of tougher for us. But in the playoffs, you got to play somebody to win. And that's all we're worried about is our next opponent. That's Washington College.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck practicing tomorrow. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
It.
That was head coach Paul Candabene. We'll be right back with our player of the game, Chris DeShiel.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're here with our Stevenson player of the game, Chris DeShiel. 1 goal, 5 assists for the Mustang quarterback, as Coach Cantabene said. Chris, you scored an early goal, and then it was all assists. What did you see from their defense that got you guys so many? You know, once those guys made the catch, it was pretty much dumping in an empty net.
I mean, I just felt like my eyes were there today. I mean, I've been getting, like Coach said, I've been getting better and better every game. Struggled a little bit in the beginning of the season, but I just felt like I was ready to play today, and my guys were working for me. I mean, I'll give all the credit to the guys. I mean, they were cutting backside, and I just saw them today, and they finished the ball for me.
You look at the stats of this game, 47 shots for you guys, 45 for them. You're 1 for 12 with the extra man. It doesn't look like you guys were able to win as dominantly as you did. Why were you guys able to win pretty handily after it was 2-2 early?
I mean, I think we just played as a team today. I mean, our offense, we controlled the ball. I mean, we're going to win every time if we control the ball on offense. I mean, our D played well. I think we just played great as a team, and that's why we won today.
Chris, how is this team shaping up? Obviously, you're a big part of the team that went all the way last year. How do you feel about the way things are taking shape now, 2 games into the NCAA tournament? A little bit different identity this year. It can be anybody on any given night. How do you feel about the team right now with a couple games to go?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, we obviously have a different team than last year, but I'm feeling pretty confident going into the playoffs, obviously, as right now, and going to play Washington College. And I think we'll really pick our game up and we'll step up every game from here on out.
One of the things I noticed, it seems like defensively, besides, you know, the greatness of the three guys, the big guys back there, Cal and Kyle, and both Kyles and Chad, you just have so much depth with Dave Phillips, Connor Crow, Dylan Moody, Ruffalo, and Rubenstein. Most teams have, you know, one or two short stick, long stick guys, and you guys just have two, or, you know, you just have a Rolodex of guys to go with.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helps us out a lot. I mean, it gets fresh legs in there, and whenever you have fresh legs, you can dominate on ball. I mean, when you play on ball defense, that's what you want.
And can you tell when you're out there offensively, you know, defense is getting tired, and how much that must help your defense to not be tired?
Yeah, and that's one thing that I usually can recognize. I can recognize when the D has been playing for a little too long, and you know the offense gets the ball, you got to settle it. That's why sometimes you see me, I take the ball and I'll slowly move it to X. So I mean, you got to give them a little bit of a break.
Right, I got you. What do you know about Washington College?
Well, I'm from the Eastern Shore, and they're from the Shore as well. So I mean, I got a couple buddies that play on the team, but I'm definitely hoping we can dominate them as well.
All right, Chris. Well, we will see you Wednesday night, and hopefully we'll get to keep practicing past Wednesday.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. That was our player of the game, Chris DeShiel.